My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed, dazzling, and just really super friendly star of the Capitol Steps. You can find him at capsteps.com. Elena, what's new this week? Are you all excited for the elections? Less than 40 days away now?
I haven't read the new, is it a contract on America, or what is the...
this is the Pledge to America, or as...
Pledge to America,
or as some call it, Contract with America 2.0.
That's good, because we all know that it always works well when you get a new version of something, and you know, there's never any kinks in it.
I bet you don't have Microsoft at all. I don't sense any bitterness in you whatsoever with that.
No. My iPhone 4 is working fine, thank you.
Oh, that's good. Well, you know, we are less than 6 weeks away. And of course, the president now, he's been talking up the economy. He's even had a backyard powwow in Virginia talking about health care, since that doesn't seem to be working real well for his party at the polls, at least so far. Most candidates not exactly touting that as their number one achievement over the past couple of years. But what do you see here as you watch the different strategies unfold?
Well, the thing that just kind of strikes me is that the guy still seems sort of a little bit unflappable. I mean, you know, he kind of gets out there and he's talking about these big issues, and can he be as cool as he seems? But anyway, we have a song that kind of speculates on that.
Very nice tie-in. Here we go.
That's right, I'm back. No, actually, I've heard some comments recently to the effect that perhaps I spend a little bit too much of my time on the road and not enough of my time in the White House, but I will remind you all that I live with my mother-in-law. As I said earlier, we're about to have our midterm elections, and this has a lot of our Democrats a little concerned. Right about now, the only poll they're interested in is one about 10 feet long to keep me away from them on the campaign trail. But I believe that this economy is going to turn around. I believe that because it says it right there on my teleprompter. I admit that times are trying. Housing slumps and rising debt. Though it's tough, there's no denying you won't see me sweat. What kind of cool am I? Though budgets are a wreck, still I won't swear as I move chairs around the Titanic's deck. What kind of plan is this? New polls have shown the jobs that Democrats must save are now their own. Majorities we'll save with a new spending wave, or our next shovel-ready project will be our own grave. Keep Democrats in charge if you like things so far, and maybe then I'll know what kind of fools you are. Oh,
Elena, you know, the cool kind of came under fire with that new Bob Woodward book this week, where there's, you know, the no drama Obama seemed to have some problems in those deliberations. A lot of people not agreeing on a lot.
Oh, really? Okay, well, I'll have to get that. Maybe that'll give us some ammunition for our next song.
Yeah, in fact, General Petraeus said that David Axelrod was just basically a political spin machine. So I know that came as a huge shocking revelation.
Really? No.
Yes.
Tell me it isn't so.
Yeah. Also, you know, Rahm Emanuel apparently rather Machiavellian. Who knew? So, lots of revelations in the new book.
Okay. Well, cool. We'll check that out. I'll Kindle it or something.
There you go. What else are you guys looking at?
Well, we're looking at the Senate candidate from Delaware and trying to figure out whether we need to get our Halloween costume out for her.
Oh, the dabbling in witchcraft, yes.
That's right. So that might be our song for next week is what's going on in Delaware.
We'll find out. Elena, always great to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can also get a copy of their latest CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors.